USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in the U.S. has now reached 4 million. Over 1 million of those cases have been reported in roughly the last 2 weeks. Assistant Secretary for Health in the Department of Health and Human Services, Admiral Brett Giroir, spoke on CNN.
I'm never going to be happy until we have this under control, and we're going to continue to push every single day to improve the testing, the type of testing that we have, and the rapidity of turnaround.
The coronavirus is also affecting the economy this weekend. Millions of Americans lost their federal relief aid. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Leader McConnell has refused to put bill together and put it on the floor of the Senate. We need him to act now for the sake of millions of New Yorkers and tens of millions of Americans.
This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's health care costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Hurricane Hanna is now a tropical storm, but officials in Texas say residents still have tough times ahead. Governor Greg Abbott.
Flash flooding that will come upon people suddenly, where it seems like there is a little rain, and then moments later, they could be awashed in water up to their doors if they're in their cars. Up to their knees if they're walking around.
And residents in Hawaii are bracing for Hurricane Douglas. Eddie Parnell says he's prepared for the storm.
We've just been boarding up all our windows, using our trucks for shields, for block stuff from flying at our house. I'd rather be safe, you know, for my kids.
Douglas could become only the third hurricane in modern history to make landfall in Hawaii. Hurricane Dot in 1959 and Hurricane Iniki in 1992. Hurricane warnings are in effect for the islands of Oahu and Kauai. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Actor John Saxton has passed away. USA's Chris Barnes reports on his prolific career.
Born in Brooklyn in 1935, Saxon starred in over 200 films spanning seven decades, especially known for martial arts dramas, including 1973's Enter the Dragon.
Better confirm that flight to Hong Kong for me.
How much do I have left in the bank?
$63.43.
He also worked on TV, appearing in Dynasty, Falcon Crest, The Bionic Man, and many other series. In 2012, he was asked how he was able to keep working in so many shows and movies.
I stopped drinking.
Saxon died Saturday at his home in Tennessee after a bout with pneumonia. John Saxon was 83. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And Gone with the Wind and the Eras star, Olivia de Havilland, one of the last luminaries from Hollywood's golden age, has passed away in Paris at age 104. The two-time Oscar-winning actress died in her sleep at her home in Paris. She was born to British parents in Tokyo. She was the older sister of actress Joan Fontaine, who died in 2013 at the age of 96. The two sisters had a famously contentious rivalry. In 2019, the Supreme Court rejected de Havilland's petition to review the dismissal of her lawsuit against FX for its series Feud, Bette and Joan. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.